Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. This video is going to be talking about Minecraft. Now, please stay with me, all your parents and people watching out there. It's not like your normal Minecraft video where I'm like, yeah, you got to get diamonds and then defeat the Ender Dragon, yeah. But I want to be talking about how Minecraft is changing the world. Now, I'm not going to be saying Minecraft is like super good game because it teaches you how to do this stuff. No, it has an actual part of it that is changing the world. Now, we learn that I think a year and a couple months ago, Minecraft released this thing, this program called Block by Block. Now, Block by Block was, it was the name for this new thing. This new thing, okay? So this new thing, basically what they did was they looked for problems, right? They looked for problems in worlds. And the video, I don't remember the country, but it was like this war-torn country with civil wars and everything. And they had this park, right? They had this park, this skate park, with a ton of graffiti in it. And no one was using it, sort of thing. And it was just a dump, basically. And so they told a bunch of students, basically. They were like, all these children and stuff to build a better Kosovo. Okay, so Kosovo was like this horrible park, and they had all these students design these. They used like this little like draft, basically, where they had the city built in Minecraft, and they would go to this park and they would build it how they think it would be fit, right? And then a bunch of actual building constructors and all these architects and stuff would look at it and pick the best design and see what looks best for this. And so they built this park, and now it's one of the most popular parks in the city of Kosovo, whatever you say. Now, there was a quote by a Block by Block workshop participant named Hanoi, I don't know, I'm sorry to whoever this was, but her name was like Anne, and she was 15 years old, and she said, "I've been able to contribute to building a community that is more beautiful, safer, and friendlier for myself, and for girls in general, and for the community as a whole." Now, that's just what she said. Now, we also come to more, areas too. So, for example, they also did a project in a pedestrian area in Uganda. Yeah, Uganda. And the city was Kampala. And basically, what had happened was there was this, it was a public space, right? But people weren't spending time there, like the park. And that was because there was no lighting, so it wasn't that safe. There was garbage, and there were open gutters, and it was just a mess, right? And so right from the website, Block by Block, I'm reading word for word. It said, "The workshop ran for 2 days in July 2018. On the first day, the group of 26 participants went on a site visit to understand the project scope, the community needs, and possible solutions." So, these people are inside the city, right? Because Minecraft has so many people playing it, I think this is a good place. And so they men and women teamed up to generate ideas. And the looks are amazing. Like, you might be like, Minecraft's just a boring old weird game, right? It's addicting. It is that, but like, if you look at some of these pictures, you see so many of the teams that were working on this said that they wanted to make a place for organized sports, right? And so, in the end, they ended up working really hard at cleaning up all the garbage and they ended up making a whole actual area. And if you go to block by block and go to the very, very bottom of the page, right, you'll get to all the different projects they've done. Now click one of those, and more resources, it will show you a 3D model of what it looks like now. Okay? And this is crazy, seeing the pictures. And it's a really nice lit area. It's lit up. It's crazy. It's so insane. Like, I'm serious about saying that many people just see Minecraft as just a game. And it probably is just a game. I mean, many people can say that. I'm sorry I'm stuttering. But yeah, I'm just expressing a strong opinion. And I'm not saying this is like an addicting thing, like trying to find out a way to make Minecraft an actual, like, good game that, like, is healthy for you, or, like, is, like, safe and is, like, amazing. But I'm just saying this as, like, the sense that, like, look at this. Has any other video game in the world made something for the community that has helped is with the UN? Like, has Call of Duty done this? Has I don't know, Super Smash Bros. Done this? Has any game on the iPhone done this? Pokemon Go? Pokemon Go is just fine. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I'm gonna talk about one more story, okay? So there was this area in the city of Bangladesh, right? It was in the city of Dhaka, right? And there was this, like, not very, like, friendly area, sort of. It was, like, an old, dirty, like, under a bridge, sort of. And many people didn't go to it because it was dirty and unsafe and stuff like that. And, like, the same sort of, like, things that it didn't have security features or lighting. And it was really unsafe all the time. It had garbage, sort of like the first story I talked about. But what ended up happening was a bunch of people looked at it. And it is now one of the most popular playgrounds in this city. It's like one of the biggest, it's one of like the biggest areas. So if we look at the 3D model, they have all these 3D models of all the things they made. So the actual teams who made this one right here is insane, because you look at this and you see, like, wow. This is crazy, right? Like, I'm just, like, looking through this right now, like, I mean, it's a bit hard to navigate just using a mouse, but it is crazy. Like, it is crazy how much it's evolved in, like, a year to being the least popular area in the whole city to the most popular area. Like, how can that happen, okay? And, I mean, Minecraft is just definitely probably one of the most sandboxy games, where you can just do anything you want, literally anything. It's basically, you have an infinite box of Legos, right? Like, you can go to a, it's crazy. So I gotta start this video right now, because this video is gonna be like 8 minutes long, 9 minutes long. So thank you guys for listening. Yes, I should probably check for 5-star reviews before I go. Now, I remember hearing one 5-star review a tiny bit ago. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm not posting an episode for a long time. I've wanted a little break for like a week or two. And so this is the episode. Tomorrow I'll post an episode. It'll all be good, okay? So we have from B_dfic. It says learn something, but it says dot dot dot, so I have some other stuff. It says, I love listening to TD3, period. I learn something new in every episode. He covers a large variety of topics, which keeps it interesting. Yes, it also keeps it interesting for me. Thank you for listening, and bye.